So I'm delighted to welcome into the studio two players on the Northwest Vipers team, the Northwest only American football team, Cathal Curran and Mike Nolte. You're very welcome to the studios of Highland.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks very much.
So it's Cathal, maybe I'll start with you. You've been involved with the club for an awful long time. It's a massive week for the club. Saturday is obviously going to be huge with the Heart Bowl final. But maybe firstly, let's go back to the semi-final against the West Dublin Rhinos last weekend. You just came out on top 23-21, I think it was. It was being billed as a big occasion and it didn't disappoint?
No, it definitely didn't disappoint. We started very well and went on the commanding lead, I would say, off the game. And I think it stayed that way right into the third quarter, I would say. But the Dublin Rhinos have always been a tough team and they came back and really put it to us then and made a real game out of it. We had to work hard then to get over the line, but thanks to players like this man here to my right, we were able to get that extra edge and get over the line.
And Mike, semi-finals can be tricky. Nobody wants to lose a semi-final. The mind can often wander to what it would be like to represent the team in a final, but it was just important for the team to really stay focused in the moment and get over the line before you started worrying about any final or anything like that.
Yeah, it was. We all had to kind of really focus, pull the socks up and go for it because we kind of were letting them back into it. Some silly mistakes and things like that. It might just come down to experience. You know, most of the boys actually weren't in a situation like that before to play a semi-final. There was boys there that might have played in a semi-final and a final and had that experience as well. But it was about pulling them guys in and getting them to help us get over the line as well and just make sure we don't make any more mistakes towards the end of the game. But the Rhinos, fair play to them. They did give it to us, to be honest.
And you're the quarterback?
Yeah.
I know there's a pressure in every position, but a lot hinges in that position. Do you thrive in the pressure, do you think?
Yes and no, I would say. It's kind of, it's one of them positions that's really important. You do have to kind of keep your head and listen. All players are guilty of sometimes losing their head. I'm guilty of it sometimes as well. But look, it's part of the sports. You know, you learn how to handle pressure. You move forward with it and you just make sure to stay, be that figure for the rest of the team that they all look up to. And if I'm losing my head, you know, everybody else is going to start thinking, well, it has a domino effect, so everyone else kind of loses their head too. So,
Cathal, have you been involved since the start of the club?
I have, yeah.
And Mike, what about you? You're newer to the picture, are you?
Was it about 2020, 2019?
All right.
Cathal, yeah. I think it was about 2019 I first started, but I took a big break there after an injury, so.
Good stuff. Cathal, you're facing into what I suppose is easily the biggest day in the club's short history. As I say, you've been involved from the start, but on occasions like this and weeks like this, even Saturday there, you must have to pinch yourself at times just to see how far the club has come in such a short space of time.
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose whenever we got going, got started, like our first year, we won one game at the start, and to us that was a massive occasion, won our first game. The year after, then I think we went all the way and got promoted out of that league that we were in a final, and that was something that we were thinking as a young, you know, young players that, look, we're going to be in this situation all the time. But as clubs develop and, you know, you're going to have your hard seasons and your good seasons and your hard seasons, but we're very lucky now to be able to have a game like this now, the semi-final. Our coach that came in, Paul Donalds, installed a lot of belief into all of us and really upped the standards, and our captains as well, like Mike here too as well. And to be able to be going into a Heart Bowl final now for the club after 11 years, it's absolutely fantastic.
You mentioned standards. I just love from the outside looking in, I love the professionalism of it all. Your social medias are buzzing. You have photographers of the games. You stream the games. You have highlights up on YouTube, match previews, match reports. From the outside looking in, it really seems to be a professional setup, and I suppose that helps on the pitch too.
Absolutely. Just with the coverage that you're talking about there, American football has always been so far ahead with what you've been able to do and promote, like Gaelic and soccer and Donegal and Darien across are sort of catching up to where American football was. I think it was because it's a sport that needed the promotion and needed the plug, but you can do so much promotion through American football, and having as well stations like Highland Radio that have always opened the door to us because we've been such a niche sport. Yous have always opened the door to us and let us in and have allowed us to grow in Donegal and across the Northwest.
For sure. Mike, you're obviously enjoying your football at the moment. You're having a good season. What are the feelings now ahead of Saturday's Heart Bowl final against the South Dublin Panthers? I believe you've played them before this season, have you?
We did play them. We played them the first game of the season. We thought going into the season we were like prepared and ready to go, and you know, we thought we were going to have a good season. And I'll tell you, that was a big wake-up call playing the Panthers. We lost 19-0. listen, we went back, we trained, we figured it out a little bit, and we just moved from there. We just kept making sure that we kept the belief up, and we knew that we were better than what we showed that day. Fair dues to the Panthers, because they were quite good on the day. They kept us quiet in offense. Some mistakes from us as well, but we weren't that team. We weren't ready at that point.
And you haven't been beat since, is that right?
We haven't been beat since yet. We have eight wins in the trot now. Yep. Finished 7-1, just won the semis there, so eight wins in the trot.
That must give you confidence, though, because even though a team has beaten you, there's a clear picture of that was then and this is now, and hopefully you'll have a new leap in your step come Saturday.
Yeah, I definitely think that it'll be a different game. Now, it depends on what way it opens up. It depends on what the Panthers do to start. It depends what we do to start. But we have made new recruits throughout the year that we didn't have with the Panthers, and I feel like they're going to have a big impact in the game too. So we're looking forward to Saturday, and whatever happens, happens.
Cahill, it's obviously a squad game, but you mentioned to me off air that you have a player that's come from college in America. Tell me a wee bit about him.
Yeah, we've actually got two. Mike will be able to tell you a bit more about him, but I'll just tell you a wee bit about it. He has come to play for us. He's background college football over in America. He's come over. He's been absolutely brilliant, both sides of the ball. But to have somebody like that coming over, it's been a massive thing for the league as well to see this happening. And for us at the Vipers, he's brought so much to us as well. You know, he's added so much more. But Mike can tell you a bit more about him too as well.
Well, I think how the story goes is we got Mike Mallon first that came over. Mike Mallon will be good friends with Ishi Ahmad. Mike had a very good game in the first game he had against the Wexford Eagles. He got the MVP for the game, and Ishi had actually seen his post, and he was like, "Oh, you're playing football in Ireland now?" He says, "How can I get into that?" And then the rest is history. He got a plane here, and he was here for the fifth game, and he's now playing with us. But to have two guys like that, first Mike come and play on his own, and then win the MVP in his first game, it put the league on notice, because Mike was a good player. But then Ishi came, and his first game, he got the MVP then. And, you know, it is helping the league a lot, because you see teams then really worrying and focusing on them players. And it's showing the standard that we want to all get to. And having that person to come over here and teach us what they know, having the know-how to teach different positions, play in different positions, and show us the standards throughout the actual sport. So it's been great to have them two guys come as an addition, and I think it's been absolutely fantastic for our growth and development as well.
Cahill, Saturday, massive occasion obviously for the club. Dubarry Park in Athlone is the venue. 12 o'clock, it's an early kickoff time, is it?
Yeah, it's an early start for us because it's part of a double header. The Shamrock Bowl final is also on. It's on after us. So yeah, it's an early start.
So what would it mean to get your hands on this Harp Bowl on Saturday afternoon?
It would mean so much, I would say, to all the players, to all of us on the field, to the men that have been there the full 11 years. It would mean so much to the new guys coming in. It's equally as important for them, because it can take so long to get to a final, and we've got a good mix of boys on the field that can instill that, look, this is you have one chance at this, and it mightn't come around for 10 years. You might get another chance, you know, before that, but it's going to mean absolutely everything to us and to our committee and to everybody involved with the Vipers.
And these occasions, you mentioned it's a doubleheader with the Shamrock Bowl final. The thing I like about these games is that they're really good family occasions. You could take the family down and watch a couple of American football games. There's lots happening. There'll be a good atmosphere about. Hopefully the weather sticks for another wee while. So Dubarry Park in Athlone on Saturday afternoon, well, 12 o'clock on Saturday. It'll be a great occasion to take the family to.
Absolutely. The league have actually put in so much work in making a doubleheader as well. It's going to be fantastic. Atmosphere, anything you can think on whenever you watch the American football games, it'll be something like that. I think it's the 11th Harp Bowl final, so they've been building and building it. So look, this is another step for the league too as well. Just a shout out as well to our own committee, who we in the semi-finals down at our home field there. They put on a massive occasion for us down at our home match. So next season as well, whenever we're still going, hopefully in the division above, or even if we're, you know, well, we'll just say still in the division above, come down and support us, because we're putting on a show as well also.
Great stuff. Is it a ticketed game on Saturday, or how does that work?
It's ticketed.
Yeah,
event.
It's ticketed, yeah. You can buy the tickets. I think it's online. Yep. You have to buy it on. It's all over our socials anyway. We're sharing everything anyway. So the prices are up there. The links are there for people to buy tickets if they're going down.
Good stuff. So the Northwest Vipers on Facebook, you'll find it all the information
Instagram,
about tickets.
Instagram, Facebook, we got everything.
The whole shebang. Good stuff, boys. Mike Cahill, thank you very much for popping in. And obviously, we wish you the very, very best of luck in the final on Saturday. And yeah, enjoy it and go get it.
Thanks very much.
Let's go Vipers.
Thanks for having us.